annual operating budget for fiscal year 2012. We have three public hearings today, and I'd like to just go over some of the ground rules which will apply to all three. Excuse me. Public hearings are legislative in nature in that the county council will consider the comments and then factor those into their decision. So we need to make an accurate record. If you have any comments, please come forward, state your name, state your address, and if you're a representative of an organization, please state the organization that you represent. We'll first ask for comments in support and then ask for comments in opposition. There will be no direct questioning by people from the crowd of someone who's standing here. Any question should be directed through Mr. Vincent or myself. We also ask that you be respectful of opinions that are stated. That is no cheering, no boos, no applause, and so forth. After all speakers have made their comments, we will close the public record. The council may discuss the ordinance. They may vote on it. They may defer it. That is their option. I would ask at this time that all pagers, phones, and other electrical devices be turned off or put on silent service. And thank you in advance for your cooperation. Before we actually get into the comments, there were a number of written comments received, and I will read those into the record before opening the floor. We have an email dated May 26, 2011, subject, More Police Protection for Sussex County. Dear folks, we elected you folks to serve us. We've been promised more police protection each year since 2007, yet we are not afforded it despite the funding allocated. Please get us the protection we ask for and need in this increasingly dangerous world. Please read my comments into the record at the public hearing on June 14th. Sincerely, Robert Heinrich Milton. Then we have an email again dated May 26. This is from Roberta A. Williams. Please add more troopers. It doesn't indicate where she resides. We then have an email again, May 26, from Doug Parham regarding state troopers. I have the highest regard for Delaware state troopers and have known quite a few of them in my 71 years as a born and raised Laurel Delawarean. If they, troopers, say they cannot achieve emergency response times targeted for each community, then let's give them some help. If they can achieve targeted response times, then let's retain the status quo. No need to spend money just to look good. Let's target tax money for real needs. Could you publish information regarding community response time? Again, this is Doug Parham from Frankfort, Delaware. Next, we have an email, again, May 26. Subject, please request increased police presence in Sussex County. I understand that we are still at the same level of state trooper support, 40 troopers, that we were in 2007, despite exponential increases in development and population here in the county. The time has come. We must have more law enforcement officers in southern Delaware before, not after, we experience more opportunistic crimes because of lack of public presence. Had the county and state held to the previous commitment to increase the number of troopers each year, we would now have 56 troopers. Please be prepared to hear from us on June 14. We need 60 troopers actively engaged in protecting Sussex County as soon as possible. And that's Dara Schumeyer of Milton. Another email, May 26. We need additional police officers in Sussex County. As our population grows, so does crime. Keeping this area a safe place to live requires more police protection. This is from Edie Parker of Lewis. Another email, May 26. Council members, please add more troopers to Sussex County, particularly in District 3. In Milton, our police officers serve and protect many Sussex Countyans who live beyond our town's borders, and the cost for that service is paid through our town of Milton property taxes. Many families living outside Milton's limits receive the benefit of our police coverage, yet they do not contribute to the expense of that protection, creating a burden on taxpayers in our town. The solution is simple and equitable. Add more state troopers to patrol these areas. Sussex County needs to add more troopers. Don and Judy Chandler, Milton. Another email, May 26. Due to the recent break-ins and robberies along Plantation Road, it is imperative that the police observance of the area along Plantation Road be increased. I thank you for your consideration of this issue and your positive response to an increase in police protection for the homeowners along Plantation Road. Steve Janosik, Rehoboth Beach. Another email, May 26. I am writing to you to express my concerns about the lack of state police protection that we are experiencing in our neighborhood. I live at 34761 Lauren Drive, Adelot Estates, Rehoboth. Our neighborhood has been experiencing several robberies, some of which apparently are happening in broad daylight. I'm home most of the time, and I have to tell you that I have only seen state police patrol our development about twice over the last year. These are desperate times, and they call for desperate measures. I beseech this committee to find a way to budget for more patrols in our area, and that's Loretta B. Mahon. This is an email, May 28th. Dear council members, we would like to see the state and council add the authorized missing state troopers to Sussex County to protect us from crime. Our neighborhood has been robbed, and we see a big increase in crime in Sussex generally. We personally have had crimes committed against us, including a contractor taking our money and disappearing, which the police did not manage to do anything about, and a threat of violence against me by a thug who caused me to drop out of 4 years of service to the county as a volunteer court-appointed special advocate for children in family court, which crime was charged incorrectly by Georgetown police and therefore not prosecuted by the state's attorney. I must say I'm not impressed by the quality of our public servants' performance in crime prevention and prosecution. They need more training, perhaps, and more staff. Public safety is the number one duty and purpose of government. Make it happen here in Sussex. Michael and/or Elizabeth Zajic on Red Mill Pond. An email, May 30. There is an increase in crime in Sussex County. Where are the additional state trooper we were supposed to get every year? Encouraging council to budget what was formerly promised, Wanda Pargo. This is an email, May 29th. County Council, budget issue. I live in Sandy Bray and Lewis. There have been break-ins in our area with increasing frequency. Besides vigilance, installing security lights, which I did, and neighbors watching out for each other, it is imperative that we have sufficient patrols and visibility of state troopers in the area. I understand that we should have gotten 4 new troopers every year, but that no additional troopers have been added since 2007. Surely with the increase in population as well as crime in the area, more troopers need to be added. Please include this in your budget. Thank you, Barbara McGowan, Lewis. Another email, this is dated May 29th. Sussex County is growing and 40 state troopers is not enough. We should be adding at least 20 more, at least try to add a few every year. We're spending $12 million for paramedics. Yes, needed. But how do you justify only $1.7 million for state troopers? Adrian and Ed Ponzini, Lewis. This is an email, May 27th. I would like to comment about the lack of funds for state troopers. I've been traveling Route 9 to Savannah Road for physical therapy for several months. Why are police officers being used as safety guards when school is let out? Doesn't this district or county have any volunteer guards? I have lived in 3 other states and have never seen police used as guards. What a waste of taxpayers' money. Thieves, time your robberies with the time schools let out because 4 officers are tied up from Route 1 to BB Hospital, and that's P.E. Codd. Excuse me. This is an email, June 5th. I'm requesting that the Sussex County Council move forward to hire the additional 4 troopers per year that the budget has provided for since 2007. That could add an additional 16 troopers to the current 40 troopers. Our homes and our developments are being broken into by immoral people who live outside of our communities. If your home has never been invaded, you do not know the feeling that causes about the sanctity of your home. I know because this happened to me when I lived in an urban area 18 years ago. My grandchildren were even afraid to come to my home after that. This council has seen fit to urbanize what used to be a rural area, but has not provided the resources to our communities that urbanization requires. The money is there, and you will not have to raise taxes because you have a $75 million reserve. We pay our taxes and deserve the protection due us by the county. Begin immediately hiring these troopers. Thank you for your consideration. Betty Deacon Lewis. This is an email June 7th to the honorable members of the Sussex County Council. This is to relay to you my concerns about the increase in criminal statistics, especially burglaries in Sussex County. I am becoming more aware on a weekly basis of the increase in criminal activities as reported in the local Cape Gazette, and I feel that Sussex County desperately needs more state troopers to deal with this increase in criminal activity. I'm also aware of the fact that Sussex County was to acquire additional state troopers every year, but since 2007, none have been added. There may be some new activity to address this problem, but I'm not aware of this, and if so, please let me know. Since the latest census data shows that Sussex County has definitely increased in population, and since you, the Sussex County Council members, continue to approve most new development requests, I do not understand how you are not also signing off on ensuring that Sussex County will have the appropriate number of state troopers to make certain that the old and new communities in Sussex County are appropriately covered with sufficient police protection. Thank you for your attention to my concerns and for considering my request to approve funds to increase the number of state troopers in Sussex County in order to protect not only myself, but all of the citizens of Sussex County. And this is from Ellie Menser of Lewis. Then an email dated June 11th, Sussex County Council. The people of Broadkill Beach would very much like to see Sussex County Council include funding for additional Delaware State Troopers for Sussex County in this year's budget. We rely on the Delaware State Police for police protection. We understand that we live in a rural and isolated community. Routine patrols are infrequent, and we accept that as a part of living in Broadkill Beach. However, we are asking that when we do have a problem, that we can expect a reasonable response time from the state police. At present, those lead times can be very long indeed. We expect that the other rural areas of Sussex County experience the same conditions. All one need do is read the daily papers to justify the additional troopers. Please include the necessary funding. Thank you for considering our request. Jim Bailey, President, Broadkill Beach Preservation Association. And then an email, June 13th. Attached is a letter I sent to Governor Markell as well as members of Sussex County Council. It is self-explanatory, but in essence requests favorable consideration by the council to increase the number of state troopers that patrol our neighborhoods. We need more troopers to deter crime from taking place. This is an issue that goes directly to protecting our citizens. Thank you, Frank J. Story, Lewis, Delaware. The letter isn't attached to this. So that concludes all of the written comments that have been received regarding the budget, unless there's any that anyone else has.
We did receive some letters from organizations requesting grant monies after the presentation. One from the West Rehoboth Community Coalition, one from the town of Fenwick Island, one from the Nanticoke Senior Center, one from the Sussex Health Coalition, and then CDAC wrote a letter regarding Emergency Response Center.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And all of the correspondence will be made part of the public record. At this time, we'll open the podium up for comments. If anyone is here to speak in support of the budget, please come forward. Again, state your name, your address, and any organization that you represent.
Mr. Mitchell.
Good morning. My name is Danny Mitchell. I am proud to stand before you as the president of Sussex County Volunteer Firefighters Association. We have over 1,500 men and women that volunteer as firefighters, EMTs in Sussex County, providing year-round protection for fire, ambulance, and storm-related emergencies. In 2009, we responded to 26,979 EMS calls and 5,310 fire calls. 2010, we responded to 28,244 EMS calls and 5,373 fire calls. That is an increase of 1,265 EMS calls and 63 fire calls. As the number of calls increase, so does the need for volunteers. We're always looking for new members to join our fire companies. With the continued financial support of the County Council, we can continue to provide the residents and visitors of Sussex County with the services they need. The citizens of Sussex County need to praise the council members, past and present, for everything they have done to provide and maintain financial assistance that provides us with the resources to do our job. As president of Sussex County Firefighters Association, I offer a special thank you on behalf of the officers and members to this year's council members, county administrator, and his staff for being proactive in finding new ways to help with the financial support to the volunteer fire service of Sussex County. On behalf of the officers and members of the Sussex County Firefighters Association, we would like to thank Dave Baker for his many years of service to the citizens of Sussex County and his support of the Sussex County Volunteer Fire Service. Enjoy your retirement, and if you have an invitation to visit us, if you would like. Thank you for allowing me to speak on behalf of the Sussex County Volunteer Firefighters Association.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Who would like to speak next? Okay. Well, then I guess we'll go to opposition.
Someone in the back.
I'm sorry. I see your hand. Why don't you come forward?
Good morning. My name is Scott Daly. I'm the Sussex County Recorder of Deeds. I just wanted to come before council and thank you for your hard work, the hard work of Mr. Baker, Ms. Webb, and everyone else that has been a part of this budget process. This is my first budget process as I was elected in November and inaugurated in January, and I wanted to rise in support of our budget. Our budget has been able to be reduced by 6% year over year in the Sussex County Recorder of Deeds. Our office is one of the major revenue generators for the county as a result of recording fees, and we also collect the taxes, the transfer taxes for the county and for the state. And we're also, with some help from some great folks in the county and my chief deputy, Kathy Pepper, we've been able to increase the efficiency of the office, and we're accelerating the process of getting the deeds online and getting an electronic copy of all the documents that date back to the 1700s. So I rise in support of this budget. It's a great example of efficient government at work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, sir.
I'm Kevin McKinney. I'm from Laguna Drive in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I'm also here as the project director for West Rehoboth. I just want to state that we appreciate everything that the council has done for West Rehoboth in the past in supporting our efforts for revitalization of that neighborhood. We have gone ahead and tried to partner with the local Troop 7 to help us keep safety in the community, and we have been able to partner also with the Criminal Justice Council, who have given us a grant to help provide additional safety for our own communities. So I'm here to also partner with the County Council here to continue with the assistance that you have been offering to our neighborhoods for our security lighting, and would appreciate any assistance that you can give us in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Bernice Edwards with First State Community Action Agency.
And I just would like to come before the council and say thank you for all the support that Sussex County Council have given First State Community Action Agency over the last 46 years, working in the in Sussex County, helping those who are less fortunate. And the council have been a support because we have been your outreach for all of those years, and we will continue to do the work of those that are less fortunate here in this county. And I just would like to say thank you for all that you have done for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Pro or con?
Some other hand in the back there somewhere.
Ma'am?
Come on down here.
Ma'am?
Don't be shy.
Yeah, if you want to speak, just stand up and come forward.
Hi.
Good morning.
Bernard Baruch said, vote for the man.
Ma'am, would you please identify yourself?
I'm sorry. Shelley DeLauro, Lewis, Delaware. Bernard Baruch said, vote for the man who promises least. He'll be the least disappointing. The state and county promised the citizens of Sussex County to add 4 additional troopers each year, but since 2007, none have been added. Even though Delaware may face budget choices, we can't afford to gamble with the public safety. My husband and I have traveled by vehicle almost every year of our 47 years of marriage, and we are always each very gratified when we see troopers patrolling the roads in any state. Their presence can cut down the number of serious accidents and traffic violations. Our population growth, increasing crime in Sussex County, and the mushrooming surge of traffic on our roads is justification for those additional troopers you once promised. You've approved the proliferation of development projects for many years, and now the ever-growing population must be supported by necessary infrastructure such as roads, police, fire, schools, libraries, etc. The primary goal of the state of Delaware and Sussex County should first be the safety and security of its citizens and visitors. Everything else is secondary. Peace of mind and confidence in the safety of our community is extremely vital for homeowners and businesses to live, work, and thrive. Thank you very much.
Does anyone else wish to speak? Seeing no one stand. Oh, gentlemen.
My name is Bob Steinbeck. I'm from Henlopen Landing. I would just like to ask a question. I understand that you have approved some monies for state troopers. It looked like on the chart there was $200,000. Is that correct for 2012 over and above 2011?
Mr. Baker, can you answer that?
Yes. Budget includes, the recommended budget includes $1.7 million for additional state police. It's the state police allocation for Sussex County, as we've been told, is 183, and 40 of those are the county contributes towards.
How much additional help will that give for the state with what you're approving?
It covers roughly 50% of the cost of 40 state troopers in dedicated to Sussex County.
Just 40.
The county's funding.
Just the same 40 that we've had since I moved here in 2005?
2009. We had an agreement. We have three agreements, actually, with the state police. The first was for 12 additional troopers, and the second was for an additional 20. And then in 2007, we entered into agreement for an additional 20, which we would gradually add 4 a year. We added 4 a year in 2008 and 2009, so we brought it up to 40. And due to the economic climate, the state as well as the county felt if we could just put a hold temporarily on that increase.
It appears to me like there's two different economies, one for the criminal world and one for the ordinary people, law-abiding citizens. And the criminal world's economy is really booming at the expense of the average individual working people. So it would appear to me like we need to fund a little more monies toward helping the people that are people that vote for you and people who don't vote for you. So we're asking that you would at least consider giving a little more monies for state trooper protection so that we all can live a little more comfortably without worrying about break-ins, which are very common and they're in my neighborhood. And I've never lived in a neighborhood where there were a number of break-ins, but we always had local police, and they always had a head count that was going along with the crime rate. So if the crime rate went up, they hired some individuals. And yes, it cost us a little more. I'd rather see a small increase in our taxes and be protected than sitting here being so vulnerable to people whose economy is booming. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Steinberg. Anyone else wish to speak?
I have information.
Seeing none, we'll close the public comment portion of the public hearing.
Oh, we have.
You said you wanted the opposition. I'm the opposition.
I said I opened the floor to anyone pro or con. Well, then I will make that statement. I'll open the floor to pro or con.
Second time.
Here we go.
And one thing, as long as I'm around, you're always going to hear from me from a budget. I ain't never met a budget I like yet, and ain't going to be one today either. Because, first of all...
For the record, please state your name.
My name is Dan Kramer. I live at 80... yeah, I forgot my own address. 8041 Scott Store Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950, if that means anything. Now, I want to know from the whole bunch of you, who actually read this budget and the letter in its entirety and done a comparison then on top of that with the audit? Because one portion shows X, Y, Z, and the other portion, you know, nothing matches. And how many backroom deals did you make? I don't know, but I'd sure love to know how many text messages and emails and all that was put together with this people that put this thing together. And then you want to give raises across the board. Why would you want to give raises across the board when you actually got some people you ought to fire instead of and rehire somebody else for less pay, including some directors? But oh no, we can't do that because that makes too much sense. We'll just give them a little extra and have them retire. And as far as I really wonder all these people that want these state troopers, I wonder where they came from, and did they have state troopers there or did they have a bunch of deputy sheriffs? My guess is they had deputy sheriffs in the most part. And what I also want to know is the sheriff here came to you guys and asked for a certain amount of things. Did he get it? The answer is no. Who made the decision not to give it to him? Who voted when, where, and how? It sure wasn't done in public. So was there some kind of conspiracy? I don't know, but it sure sounds like it. You all have a good day.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
Did we have information from the state police about the number of troopers, Mr. Baker? Did you say you had something?
Yes, we do have Mr. Vincent, at your suggestion several weeks ago. Mr. Vincent and I met with Colonel Coop and also Major Simpson from the Delaware State Police to review staffing levels and whatnot. And I have a... We have a summary of that information. Basically, we have a chart that shows the number of troopers. Before, in 1994, before we started a police contract with the state police, there were 96 Delaware State Troopers stationed in Sussex County. Then the state increased its allocation to 130, then 138, than 143 that it fully paid for, which is the current level. The county entered into agreements with the state of Delaware, as was previously noted. So now we are up to 40 state police troopers that we pay roughly 50% of the cost for. So there's a total of 183 state troopers in positions dedicated to Sussex County. That increase since 1994, as you can see there, is 90.6% from comparing 96 to 183. While our population over roughly the same time has increased an estimated 58%, so there has been more state troopers sent to Sussex County at partially because of our program where we contribute towards the cost of additional state troopers. Another question was regarding response times. We've heard a number of complaints about response time. In Sussex County, they indicated that 25% of complaints in 2010, troopers were on scene within 2 minutes, 50% within 8 minutes, and 90% within 30 minutes. And then we have an analysis here. In 94, there were 1,300 people per trooper. In 2010, there were 1,077 people per trooper. One other point that they did make to us is that this month, in June, they have had a number of retirements and resignations, more than what they normally have throughout the state. So their numbers are below the 183 right now. There are about approximately 9 below, and we have asked for a credit on towards our share of the cost. But their plan is that with the fall class, that they would hopefully be able to bring that up. We asked about whether or not they could transfer troopers from other parts of the state. They said they have this problem right now through the entire state. So they are working on it with the regular class, and then they are considering an emergency class.
Well, we're saying 40 extra troopers in 2010, but we didn't have that many, did we? Did we get a credit from?
Yes, we did receive a credit for part of the year. One of the things they explained to us is Delaware State Troopers are trained to their standards, and they all go through the Delaware State Police Academy. And that is a process that takes, I believe it was 6 months, I think, close to 6 months. So you cannot, it's not real easy if someone leaves and resigns for whatever reason to replace them right away, and we have a similar problem with our paramedics. They explained that to us.
Thank you for looking into that. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, once again, public comments. Seeing no one, we'll close the public comment session, Mr. Vincent.
Okay, public comment session will be closed. Anything the council would like to discuss about the budget or make a motion about the budget?
Well, the state trooper issue is certainly the most serious one, and I do take it seriously. I've experienced it firsthand. A lot of crime out there. But I can't help but notice that the state has only added 10% more troopers to Sussex, and actually have not allocated any additional troopers to Sussex since 2007. But going back to 2000, they've only increased us from the 130 to 143, which is about 10%. Has there been any discussions with the state police as far as their allocation of troopers in the other counties? Have they not increased their share, their state base, for instance, in Kent County since 2007 as well? Because it almost seems as if they're basically taking advantage of us and expecting the county now to foot any increase, even though it still is called the state police.
We do have some numbers, I think, they shared with us on the other counties, how much they've increased. How much, Mr. Baker?
Yes, they did tell us that statewide, in 1991, they had 502 state troopers. In 2011, they have 658. So over that time period, they increased 31%. Even if we take the 96 and multiply that by 1.31, that would bring them up to 126. So that would sort of indicate, you know, they have not increased since 2007, and even since there hasn't been a lot of increase on their share since 2002. However, they did increase more percentage-wise based on this number than they did statewide.
It just appears that using your numbers, or actually from the 94 to 2000, they increased our share down here by 30% or so.
Right.
But from 2000 to 2011, it's only gone up 10%. It almost as if once we began to participate, they all of a sudden slowed down on their allocation of additional troopers down here. No other county has a program like this?
No.
I thought they gave us numbers that showed how much had been increased in each county for the last so many years. Percentage increase. And I think Sussex was the highest.
Newcastle has its own force. Police
correct.
Force.
Mm-hmm.
Very significant.
I think, folks, we've got to realize that just by adding, you know, a couple state troopers in a county the size of Sussex is not going to really curtail much of this, you know, break-ins and certain types of crime. The things that are most effective, it seems, are the neighborhood watches and stuff like that. And maybe that's where we ought to be looking at some kind of help and subsidize some neighborhood watches throughout the county, because I don't think adding additional four troopers, you know, this year would do anything to curtail if there's a big crime wave happening in Sussex County. I don't think it's going to do much.
I think the numbers on the bottom of this state police in Sussex County right here says that we have in 1994, there was 1,300 people per trooper. Today we have just over 1,000. So actually we've got a lot more troopers, in a sense of speaking, today, percentage-wise, than we had 10 years ago, or even 15 years ago. So in one sense, why is crime going up? If that's the answer, if more troopers are going to do away with crime, why has crime gone up when the population we've had, the more troopers we've got, actually picked up more crime? There's the numbers right on the board. It says we went from 94, we had 1,300 per, we had 1,300. Well, let's read it like it says. In 1994, there were 1,300 people per trooper. In 2010, there's 1,077 people per trooper. Let me tell you, something's wrong here. And it looks like to me, George might have to be on something here. It's not all going to be, troopers are not going to solve all this problem. And I agree, we need to cut down crime. My goodness, I told Joan just last week, I've had over $10,000 worth of stuff stolen from me. But I don't actually believe by having a trooper, one more trooper in this county, and that's all it would be, because we got, if we hired four, it would be a shift, three shifts, and one would be off. So one in 986,968, I've got my numbers mixed up, 986 square miles, 986 square miles in this county. Now, where is this policeman going to be? Evidently, according to the letters we had here today, he better be in Lewis. Because Lewis is a bad place to live. I can tell you that.
Well, Sam, I think throughout the whole state, even in Newcastle County, which has two police forces, they've had an increase in crime. So increase in crime is pretty much happening, maybe because of the economy, maybe who knows what. But I think there's other ways that would be more effective than just...
Well, George...
Or another way, but
George,
anyway.
As I said last week, as long as we keep legislating immorality... As some people would have us to believe that more gambling casinos and those kind of things are going to make a better place to live, let me tell you, crime follows it. If you don't think so, take a trip to Atlantic City or anywhere else these places have been raised up. Crime goes with it. Then you spend the extra money we thought we made back into police protection. So we're running in a circle. We're really getting nowhere. We're spending a lot of money in foolishness here. And are we making a better place to live? It's immorality. Look at the laws that's been passed this past year in Dover. Go back and look at them. drug laws, needle laws, marijuana, homosexuality, name it. It's here. Folks, you can't legislate immorality and expect to live in a better place. You can't do it. Policemen, you can hire all the policemen you want, but it won't work. But you've got to get morals up, too. And you need to get on your legislators and tell them to quit legislating. Out of Dover, bad morals. Bad legislation. That's where the problem's at.
I have a question. Did we ever have the 40? Or I know that's a budgeted number, but I don't think we had that.
Yes.
Number.
No, we have. In fact, they provided us numbers in March. For instance, there was 183 troopers in Sussex County, and they had problems this month with a number of resignations and retirements.
And so we did at one point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had 100. In fact, they go over it. Occasionally, they go over it. It's not like it. You know, it's hard for them to keep it exactly at a certain number.
Okay.
And I did find in my notes that from that day that the state provides 88 troopers in Kent County.
Mr. President, could I suggest that the council direct the administration to begin to look at this issue? It's something I don't think that we can necessarily modify this budget to accommodate, given the number of issues at hand. I think Mr. Cole makes a very good suggestion as well. I believe we can revisit our funding July, August, September, whenever Mr. Baker comes back with a report of our options.
Sure.
I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. If that's agreeable, everybody, we'll work on that. And
I have a question. Other than that, if we're all through with that,
sure.
If I read the website correctly, we're owed $2.8 million in real estate taxes. And what are we doing on that to collect or owed? Owed.
Yes.
Overdue.
Yes, there are real estate or.
Property taxes
that erode the county. And as you're aware, of course, we hired a collections manager.
She did a good job.
She is working diligently, and we work with individuals, especially residents, on payment plans and whatnot. And I think she has made a noticeable difference.
Mm-hmm.
The economy has been difficult. We also, as a last resort, we resort to tax sales. Which we are
doing that
yes,
now?
Yes.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Ms. Dean?
Yeah.
Any more questions from council, comments from council?
One comment. I did notice, at least in one row office, there was an apparent increase in the budget, significant increase. But as I looked into it a little further, the register wills did not have an 18% budget increase in real terms, but rather more like a 4 or 5%, I believe. Can you discuss the accounting procedure, I guess, that was responsible for that disparity?
Yes, because it's the way that we're now paying for the advertising that they need to do for their procedures. We're paying for it up front, and then we're getting charged back in the revenue so that it's an expense to us, where before the individuals that were coming in for service, but it works better this way with the ads and getting them in and getting them paid and getting everything running smoothly, and then it's just put on the tail end with their other various fees.
So from a budget perspective, this is the first budget year that you have allocated the funds that way?
Yes, and it's basically a pass-through when you take in consideration the revenue, but of course that department expense just shows budgeted expenses.
Are there any other significant accounting procedures that could have skewed increases or decreases in the budget?
For what, that one department registered?
No, just across the board. That was the one I discovered.
There was one change, accounting change, that was made with salary reimbursements from sewer and water districts, and it's my understanding that in the past we had shown that as a revenue line item, and our auditors had indicated that that should be netted against a particular department. So, for instance, if someone in the accounting department was working on a water and sewer project and we were charging a few hours of their time to a sewer and water district, then that would be, there would be a credit amount in the accounting department expense instead of having a revenue amount showing as a revenue for the general fund. And that was one change that made, it did, you know, one accounting change that is made in this budget to reflect the proper accounting procedures.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else from council? Anyone care to offer a motion at this time, or do you want to defer it?
I'm okay with voting if the council is.
Everybody okay? Mm-hmm.
Got a motion on the floor?
We'll entertain a motion to adopt the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2012.
So moved. Have
a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
Yeah, I have a question about
the... I'm sorry, wait a minute. Mr. Baker.
I'm sorry. Would you like to amend that for the Greenwood Library or the anniversary increase change?
Sure, both, I think.
With those two, I'll make that motion with those two changes.
Okay.
We have a motion to amend to include the anniversary raises for the last half of this calendar year and the other half of the money for the Greenwood Library if, in fact, the state comes forward with their share of that. Is that correct?
Yes.
You have to vote on the amendment first.
Yeah. I'll get a second first. Yeah. Any second for the amendment?
Second also.
Have a second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the amendment? We'll take a vote on the amendment. Mrs. Deaver?
I'm sorry, on questions, I was just curious about when we'll get started on the Greenwood Library. Do we have a new date?
We got him designed first.
To come back.
I think Mr. Izzo is here.
Izzo,
he may be,
come forward, please.
This funding will certainly help, would enable the construction to start earlier. There's no.
Yeah.
Oh, it will?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Michael Izzo, county engineer. Originally, when we only partly funded, we were going into a design agreement with our architect, Davis Bowen and Friedel, and the idea was to perform the design during this fiscal year and bid the project next spring in anticipation of the bond bill funding for the following year. If indeed this project becomes fully funded during this fiscal year, we'll go forward with our design contract with Davis and Bowen and Friedel, but the idea would we would be able to bid it this fall.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay.
And that's all based on the state of putting that in the bond bill this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Any more questions on the motion?
Thank you.
We'll vote on the amendment. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now we'll vote on the motion to approve the annual operating budget fiscal year 2012. Oh. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and it's a good budget, and Mr. Baker has managed to, and the council has managed to do a lot with very little. I just hope that we are able, if things look a little better, we might be able to contribute more than $50,000 to that community development fund because we have so many people on the waiting list that need help. Thank you for your hard work, and I'm very proud of our budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I'll vote yes. A couple of the issues that did press me was salary increases. It is very difficult out there in the private sector right now. People are losing their jobs, some of the highest unemployment, real unemployment terms since the Great Depression. I would say, though, in the defense of our employees, several years ago, we went to them when we were in a budget crisis, and we asked them for help, and they gave us over $1 million worth of concessions through their health care. There has not been a cost of living increase in 3 years. In addition to those givebacks, we began reducing our workforce, and I made the promise to many that if we all could take on a little heavier load by allowing our workforce to be reduced by over 10%, at one point in time, when we got our fiscal house back in order, there should be a reward. And I think that now we're starting to show small surpluses. That day has come. And that's why I support that cost of living increase. I also support the elimination of the annual salary increase just based on showing up to work, as opposed to the merit increases, which will be a bigger part of our salary structure here. I think those who work hard, those who are the dedicated employees, should have the opportunity to be rewarded with salary increases. I would ask the administration to take a close look, department by department, to make sure that those department heads are providing adequate merit pay increases. Some department heads may be a little more stingy than others, and it's something that the administration and the budget committee, I think, should oversee very closely. I support our state trooper program, but I also am concerned that if we continue to fund this program disproportionately to the other counties or other with other programs out there in mind, it could become a very big expense item on our budget for what we're getting. With those things said, I vote yes.
Thank you, Mr. Phelps. Mr. Wilson.
I voted for it. Appreciate you, Mr. Mitchell, your prudence, and your organization, Volunteer Firemen. That's what we call a big bang for the buck. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. And maybe we should learn something from what you said today. Maybe we've got problems in our neighborhoods. Maybe we should ourselves learn to volunteer and do something for ourselves, because usually when you put government involved, it costs you a lot of money. Things that we can't afford, and most of us would not do it if we didn't think somebody else was paying for it. See, that's the catch. That's the catch. Let somebody else do it. If you notice all these emails, he never read and said the check's in the mail. They wanted somebody else to pay for it. See, and we're going to, and can we all hear the kind of situation this county is in today, can we all stand a big increase in taxes? You should really learn to appreciate that we've kept your taxes where they're at. That's much I got to say.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to thank Mr. Baker and Mrs. Webb, Mrs. Jennings, Mrs. Roth, for a lot of hard work, a lot of hours. I mean, the public has no idea how many hours you all spent putting this thing together, but it's a lot of work, many nights involved on some people, and we really appreciate that from the council. I think it's a good budget. I share the feelings of some fellow council members. I think that we need to take a look at the state police and make sure we're doing the right thing. I agree with the public. The person made a comment a while ago, and I think that public safety is probably the best thing we do. I think we do a good job at that. You see, our budget's almost 50% public safety. But we'll take a look at that, see if it's something we can do that makes sense to do that. With Mr. Wilson, I also agree with the fire service. Thank you for very much what you guys do and girls do. It's a great service to this community, this county. And I wish we could do more, but we can't. But having said all that, I vote yes to the budget. The budget's passed. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on now to another public hearing.
Okay, this is a public hearing on the assessment rolls for all Sussex County sanitary sewer and